The gift of the word this morning is Psalm 120, which is printed for you in the bulletin, or you can turn it to it in the Bible if you wish. Today we start a new sermon series, which I'm really looking forward to. I've, in my mind, called it Journeying Along the Way. And when I think about the Christian life, I think one of the most helpful illustrations of all the illustrations that we could come up with is that of a journey. Life is a journey, indeed. Many seasons, many different zigzags of the trail, many different forks in the road, many crossroads. A lot of times where we don't know which way to go. And certainly, just as it is with life, so it is with our lives, the Christian life. Surely our Savior calls us to follow Him. And there's a following and there's a way that we are walking along. And so just as the Christian life is a journey, we think about our big question that we return to over and over again. What is the way? How are we supposed to do this? Where am I supposed to go next? This is hard. Well, for the next couple months, we're going to be walking through a section of the Psalms. One of my main things about walking the Christian life is I would encourage each of us to spend time in the Psalms. The Psalms are a collection of poems written by King David and other people of the Hebrew people of Israel over time. They're all collected, and it can be kind of overwhelming. There's like 150 Psalms. It's like, how do I hold these all together? Do they all mean the same thing, or do they all go together? Or how do we even read these? Well, today and in the next couple months, we'll be walking through kind of a compilation of Psalms, which you might notice is they're all called A Song of Ascents, Numbers 120 through 134. These were a grouping of Psalms that the Israelites would have sung as they were going up to Jerusalem several times a year for the different feasts, like Passover and Pentecost and Booths. Or more especially, when the people of Israel was exiled to Babylon, and when they were returning to Jerusalem, living in exile, living as sojourners or immigrants, you might say. These are psalms, these were songs and prayers that the Hebrew people kept in mind. It kept them going along the way. It gave them hope that the world was not as it seemed. So I'll talk a little bit about the book of Psalms as a whole for a few moments, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Psalms of Ascents, and then specifically today, looking at Psalm 120. An easy way to understand the book of Psalms, all 150 of them, is that they're all about praising God. You could say these are the Psalms, in a sense, are like a hymn book. We've been singing hymns out of our hymnal, and they're songs that we know, some that we could probably sing without looking at the book. And so it was with the Israelites. These Psalms were just rich poems that were handed down and handed across their communities. They knew a lot of these by heart, and they were like a songbook, or more importantly, a prayer book. Throughout the Psalms, we see all the emotions. We see singing praise and joy. We see lament and mourning. We see questioning God and I don't know what to do, or why do you have me here? All these questions that we can ask, all the emotions that we feel during life. But the cool thing about the Psalms is that they end, the last five Psalms, one of which we said today in our call to worship, 146. They all start with these words, hallelujah, hallelujah. Or literally, praise to Yahweh, praise the Lord. The Psalms all end with praise. They all are leading to a life of praise. Also, if you might notice when you read through your Bible, read through the Psalms, that above some of the Psalms there's headings like book one. There are actually five books within the Psalms. They all kind of have different subjects or different emotions about them. But really, all of the Psalms, it's easy to understand, they come out of Psalms 1 and 2. Psalm 1, blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his word day and night. And then Psalm 2, the reign of the Lord's anointed. Why do the nations rage and the kings plot in vain? He says that the blessed are all those who take refuge in him, in the Son, in the King. One way to think about the Psalms is they all flow out of these blessings from God. Blessings on meditating and delighting in the law of the Lord, and blessings on those who take refuge in the true King. And they end in praise. It's a prayer book, and it's a book that we can use throughout our life, throughout our journey, wherever we are, whatever emotions, whatever circumstances we're dealing with. So then we come into the middle. You might know Psalm 119 is that really long psalm, all about delighting in the Word of God. And just after that psalm, the next 14 psalms, 120 through 134, every one of them, the first line, kind of like the musical note at the beginning of the song, it says, a song of ascents. Literally, as the Israelites would ascend up to Jerusalem, these are songs they would sing. One thing fun about being here in Hanover is this time of the year, we see all the hikers coming through, hiking on the Appalachian Trail, some of them going all the way up to Mount Katahdin, some of them just doing a little spurt here and there. And if you've ever done a long hike, you know how boring it can be at times. Counting your steps, it just never ends. The trail keeps going. It never ends. Life keeps going. One day after the next. Sometimes if you've ever done a long hike or a long road trip for that matter, sometimes one way to get through it is to sing a song or listen to music. Maybe you play that album on repeat. Maybe you just have this song stuck in your head that you sing over and over again, or you hum over and over again. And so it was with these psalms. These were songs that the Hebrew people would keep in mind and sing as they traveled. It gave them hope. It gave them perseverance. And so we too can even use these psalms in a similar way for our lives today, as we follow our Lord and Savior in the way of Christian discipleship. So, specifically, this psalm, Psalm 120, the first of the songs of ascents. And as I said, some psalms are full of joy and happiness and hope. Others are more psalms of lament, psalms of despair, which is kind of the one we come to today. I'll read it now. The pilgrim or the sojourner, he says, in my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? A warrior's sharp arrows, with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. How's that for a journeying song? How's that for a song that we can sing today? What does that even mean? Psalm 120 is kind of a prod. We kind of sometimes ask, why am I doing this? Why am I following Jesus? Why am I walking the way of Christian discipleship? What's the point? Maybe the Israelites would have been asking, why am I journeying to Jerusalem? Why am I just doing this thing in exile? What's the point? Certainly there's lament because, as he says, I'm in distress. We see the psalmist cry out to the Lord in his distress. The psalm starts, "In my distress," and it ends, "They are for war." There's kind of an unsettled feeling about this psalm. But the key to understanding this psalm is the name that we see twice there in the first two verses. The name that was unspoken by the Hebrew people. As you see in your Bibles, capital L-O-R-D, Lord. Understanding life through God's eyes is the way to understanding it. "In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue." This pilgrim is obviously just unsettled with the way things are. Oftentimes, you and I can look around at the world around us. We can read the stories on the news, or we can hear of the heartache and the pain that our friends are going through, or that we might be experiencing. And something's just not right. "Deliver me from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue." We live in a world where there's a big lie going around that everything is okay. People are basically good. We don't need God. We don't need religion. That's just some man-made thing to help people cope with life. We live amidst that lie. We live in a world that shuts out God. Deceit and lying lips. The psalmist almost invokes a curse on the lying lips. "What shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? Sharp arrows, glowing coals." It's one of the points where we read in the Psalms kind of like a curse invoked on the enemies of God. And it's kind of like, how do we interpret this? And we have to understand that, again, it's a song. It's the emotions being read out. And ultimately, the vindication is up to the Lord. But in his prayer, he feels like the world is not right. And then in kind of a despairing way, the pilgrim says, "Woe is me that I sojourn in a land not Israel, Meshech and Kedar." I looked these places up on a map. They're actually really far apart from each other. So I think when he says I think it's kind of like a corporate understanding. God's people, we're in different places. We're all in a place where things aren't as they should be. "Woe is me that we live in this world, broken by sin. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war." The Hebrews were sent into exile in Babylon. And it's actually in the middle of exile, there was a great blessing given to the Israelites and given through the Israelites. You think of the prophecy through Jeremiah that was given from the Lord to the exiled Israelites. He says, "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile." Seek the welfare. While you're in exile, don't mourn, don't complain, don't drag your feet. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. So how do you understand life these days? It can be easy to get mopey and drag our feet and complain as we look around and see the brokenness around us and the injustice. Is that what we're supposed to do? Is that how we're supposed to hike this trail of life? Following our Savior? How are we to understand the world? How are we to understand our journey? Certainly, we can pray for the welfare of the towns and the cities we find ourselves. For Dartmouth College, for the Upper Valley, for our places of work. We can seek the welfare of those places in little ways, by smiling, by offering peace to people, by praying for those places, by being hospitable. In its welfare, we find all our welfare. Instead of having the attitude of, Lord, get me out of here. I'm done with this life. I want to be with you. We can take the attitude that Jesus took, bearing a cross and dying in love. Another prophet that I think of is Isaiah. He gives this hope to Israel. He says, "It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, shall be lifted up above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples shall come and say, 'Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.'" It's a beautiful psalm, a beautiful word of prophecy that this psalm reminds us of. I am for peace, but the world, they're just for war. This hope, this prophecy is something that we can then sing this song to. In one sense, this psalm is about repentance. It's about crying out and saying, "Lord, woe is me that I live in this world that is for war when I am for peace." But even behind that, there's an invitation to move from kind of a pessimistic view of the world to seeing the hope that we have in God and in his plan. It's a repentance from moving from, "Get me out of here, God," and moving to following our Prince of Peace. It's the Christian life. It's a journey. It's like hiking a long trail. And this psalm and the following psalms, really all of the psalms, all of the prayers in the book of Psalms, are things that we can read and reflect on as we go about our daily lives following Jesus. It's like Christian immigration, if you will. We don't belong here, but that's where we are. How can we best live in this journey? So let us read this psalm and join me in the following weeks as we walk through these songs of ascents. Let us cry out along with these pilgrims as we say no to the world and say yes to God. Amen.